Wisley Witch and the Red Dragon by David G. Shepherd. Wisley Witch is always whizzing around. She is the fastest witch in the land of magic. Zoomity zoom, let's go broom, she squeals, making her broomstick go faster. Whiz, and off she whizzes. One day, Wisley Witch was flying so fast, high in the sky, she had to stop her hair covering her eyes. She whizzed through some fluffy white clouds, laughing and squealing at the top of her voice. Suddenly, she raced up alongside the Red Dragon. "What are you doing right up here in my clouds, Wisley Witch?" asked the Red Dragon grumpily. "Your clouds?" puzzled Wisley Witch. "They're not your clouds. I am the fastest dragon in the land of magic," boasted the Red Dragon, puffing out his chest. "No one is faster than me. That makes all the clouds in the sky mine." Wisley Witch laughed even louder. "You are not the fastest in the land of magic. I am." The Black Dragon heard the two arguing and flew down to see what was going on. "She says she is even faster than me," the Red Dragon complained to his friend. "Everyone knows I am the fastest dragon ever." "Sounds to me like you two should have a race," said the Black Dragon. More dragons arrived and became excited when they heard Wisley Witch and the Red Dragon were going to have a race. Several of Wisley's friends came flying by and decided to see what was happening too. "Where shall we race?" asked Wisley Witch. "Over the snowy mountain, along the magic river, down the silver waterfall, through the dark forest, and back up to here," declared the Red Dragon confidently. "Easy," said Wisley Witch. "Come on then, you two," said the Black Dragon. "Line up here and get ready to race." A line was drawn across the top of a cloud. The Red Dragon and Wisley Witch waited impatiently, ready to start. "On your marks, get set, fly," shouted the Black Dragon excitedly. He dropped his wing like a flag to set them off. The Red Dragon flashed off in a swooping dive, picking up speed. "Zoomity zoom, let's go broom," shouted Wisley Witch, and off she whizzed, chasing after the Red Dragon. Everyone followed behind the two fastest racers in the land of magic, trying hard to keep up with them. Off to the mountain, in the distance they raced. The snow on top blew up in a cloud of flakes as they swept past. The Red Dragon beat his wings so fast you could hardly see them. Wisley urged her broom to fly faster and faster. "You'll never catch me, Wisley Witch," screamed the Red Dragon, breathing out fire and diving down towards the river. The two raced along the path of the river, sending waves crashing either side up onto the banks as they skimmed along the water surface. Wisley pushed her broom faster and faster, trying hard to catch up with that Red Dragon. He twisted and turned, sending splashes of water all over Wisley Witch until she was soaked to the skin. "That will slow you down," laughed the Red Dragon cheekily. Wisley was not about to let the dragon get away with cheating, so she used a magic spell to dry herself. From her satchel, she took out a green leaf and said, "Towels that fly up in the sky can make my clothes all nice and dry." Suddenly, the magic spell worked, drying her clothes. "Zoomity zoom, now faster broom," shouted Wisley Witch, whizzing over the top of the tall silver waterfall. She could see the Red Dragon just reaching the edge of the dark forest ahead. She raced faster than she had ever done before, chasing after the speeding dragon. The leaves from the trees blew up behind her, high in a cloud of green smoke. "I am the fastest in the land of magic," screeched the Red Dragon as he sped over the far edge of the forest. He glanced around to see Wizardy Witch right on his tail. He swished it wildly at her, trying to make her crash. He then puffed out a huge flame. Wizardy Witch swerved her broomstick, losing ground. Up into the clouds they raced, side by side. The Red Dragon barged into Wizardy, pushing her off course. He then thrust towards the finish line where the Black Dragon waited. He stretched his head as far forwards as he could. The finish line was in sight. Amazingly, out from underneath him, Wizardy Witch edged ahead, crossing the line just before him. "Yippee!" squealed Wizardy Witch. "I am the fastest in all the land of magic." The others chased up behind them out of breath. The Red Dragon just kept on flying far off into the distance. "Yes, Wizardy," announced the Black Dragon, "you are the fastest witch in all the land of magic." Everyone crowded around Wizardy Witch, laughing and patting her on the back, congratulating her. Wizardy Witch looked up to see where the Red Dragon was, but he was nowhere around. "He's gone off sulking because he lost," said the Black Dragon, pointing his wing. Wizardy Witch pushed her way through the excited crowd and jumped on her broomstick. "Zoomity zoom, let's go broom," she shouted, and off she whizzed, chasing after the Red Dragon. She looked around the snowy mountain, along the magic river, over the silver waterfall, and across the dark forest. He was nowhere to be found. "I need a searching spell," thought Wizardy Witch. From her satchel, she chose an orange leaf. "Eyes that roll and teeth that grind, Red Dragon now I want to find." Broomstick shuddered as the magic spell took hold. Wizardy Witch held on tight as they shot straight up in the air, high in the clouds. Red Dragon was sitting by himself deep inside a very big cloud, sulking. "Come on, Red Dragon," said Wizardy Witch sympathetically. "Come and play with us. It doesn't matter about the race. You'll probably win next time anyway." Wizardy Witch gave the Red Dragon a big friendly hug and lifted him out of the clouds into the bright sunshine. "Bet you can't catch me," she squealed as she whizzed off. "Bet I can," laughed the Red Dragon, chasing after her. And that is the story of Wizardy Witch and the Red Dragon.